Hi, this is Kim MacArthur. I just finished interviewing Seth Godin, the author of Lynchpin, Tribes, The Dip, Purple Cow, All Marketers Are Liars, and so many other international bestsellers that have changed the way business people think and act. He's the most influential business blogger in the world. He's also the founder and CEO of Skidoo.com and a very popular speaker. Listen to the stories he has to tell.
Well, thanks again for doing this. Basically, the thesis of my book is that we all make a difference, whether we want to or not. If you do nothing, you still have an impact in the world. You can think of the example of a mother. They have a huge impact on that child, even if they do absolutely nothing. But not only that, they have an impact on everybody that child comes into contact with, and that impact spreads from person to person to person.
Sure.
Small actions cause amazing impact. As a matter of fact, I think probably the most impactful thing that I've come across is the simple kind word that somebody gives to somebody. So I think small actions really do make a difference. The reason that we think our actions don't make a difference is because we don't measure our results. We measure our checkbook every day. It goes up and it goes down. And when it goes down, we start kicking in our actions and we start doing things to make sure that the balance goes up. But we don't really measure our impact in the world. And if we did, I think that we might do things differently. So that's basically the core of what the book is about.
Mm-hmm.
More than anything else, I'm looking for a few great stories about how small actions have made a big difference. Do you have any stories that can really illustrate what a difference small actions make?
Well, first, I want to congratulate you for doing this hard work. I think it's important, and I'm glad someone's doing it, and I'm glad that you've chosen to invest your time on spec here to make something happen. So thank you.
Well, thank you very much.
6 years ago, I was flying on United from Springfield to Chicago, and the person in front of me in line checking in for the flight said to the person at the ticket counter, I need to check in for my flight to Chicago. I'm flying first class and blah, blah, blah. And this person was probably 70 years old. It was a woman and she was with her son. And the person behind the counter said, thanks very much, but, you know, this is a small plane and you're in seat seven. And the woman started freaking, jumping up and down, basically yelling, I have to fly first class. I've got claustrophobia. This is impossible. That's not what they told me when I booked the ticket. And the woman behind the counter said, I understand. I'm sorry if they didn't give you the right advice, but this is a commuter plane. And the woman is just vibrating with anxiety.
Yeah.
And the woman behind the counter said, don't worry, ma'am. All the seats on this plane are first class. And she said it with kindness and authority, and the woman instantly calmed down.
Yeah.
And the rest of her trip was saved, because it's true. All the seats were the same, and if you want to call them first class, they were first class.
That's right.
Right? The second story I'll tell you is about, occurred at a place where a lot of important things happened for me, which is a summer camp up in Canada called Arowhan, A-R-O-W-H-O-N.
Mm.
And this was in some work I was doing with a 12-year-old girl. And what I did for a living up there was I taught canoeing. And a canoe is a 17-foot-long wooden vehicle, much bigger than any teen has ever piloted in their life. Mm-hmm. And the idea that you can get in it by yourself, tilt it way over to the side and paddle it like a Native American in circles and do yes. really cool things in it is pretty amazing. And the interaction that I had with this girl who was angry all the time and impatient and had a temper and wasn't good at interacting with the world when the world didn't line up the way she wanted it to was I spent half an hour with her helping her think about her posture and her breathing and the way that she was interacting with the physical world around her.
Mm.
And it was the first time that anyone had ever apparently spent that much time one-on-one telling her she was doing something right.
Yeah.
And the act of just taking a little bit of extra time to give her the confidence to maneuver through the world ended up changing not just her physical posture, but her interactions with the rest of the world forever. I mean, that was the last time she ever fought with anybody, never, last time she ever punched anyone in the face. Yeah. And I think about that interaction often, because it would have been very easy for me to just say, well, I got, you know, 180 other people I need to work with. But something in that moment told me that a little bit extra time on my part might have a big impact for her.
Yeah, isn't that incredible? Because that's what we found over and over again, is it those moments that really change life. And so many times, you know, people don't even know that they had that impact, you know.
Well, and I think that's a key part of it, is at least for me, most of the time would rather not know.
Yeah.
If you're doing it to have an impact, you're going to burn out.
Yeah.
Because you put in all this effort, and even if it works 35% of the time, that means two-thirds of the time it doesn't. And so you're getting all this feedback that it's not working. There are very few things that we're happy to do that fail two-thirds of the time. I mean, if you went to take a shower and two-thirds of the time the water didn't come out or whatever.
Right.
So I'd rather be generous for generosity's sake, not because I'm doing someone a favor, not because I'm looking for a response. And that's one of the things you learn from writing a blog, is you put it out there in the world and you have no idea what it did for someone. And sometimes you hear a year later, oh, yeah, because you wrote this, I did that. But that's not why you do it.
Yeah. It's funny. I had a speaker at one of my events that was sitting there talking about these concepts with me, and I was telling her the stuff I was doing. And she said, well, I quit talking about internet marketing because of the fact that I just didn't feel like it was making a difference. And within 2 seconds, a young woman came up to her and said, I have to tell you that you changed my life 10 years ago because of the fact that you were out there doing this stuff. And it was just incredible, because it was just within seconds.
Sure.
And that's pretty amazing.
Love that. Well, anyway, I hope those two stories help. They're sort of at two ends of the spectrum.
Yeah, that was perfect. That was perfect, as I should know. And thank you for that. And here's a gift for you. You've impacted my life, and I'll keep taking small actions to make sure your impact on me spreads beyond my life. So.
Perfect. I love that.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. Good luck with the book.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.